KPBS On Demand is supported by Rancho La Puerta, a wellness resort on 4,000 acres located 45 minutes from downtown San Diego. Family-owned since 1940, Rancho La Puerta offers adult summer camp-like vacations for individuals and groups. RanchoLaPuerta.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, April 8th. Chula Vista has a new city council member. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. We're starting the week with spring-like weather. Today, temperatures in the inland and coastal areas will be in the mid to high 60s. In the deserts, temps will be in the mid 70s, and in the mountains, it'll be in the low 50s. The National Weather Service says it's expected to get warmer as the week goes on. A heads up for property owners in the county, the deadline to pay the second installment of property taxes is on Wednesday. The total amount owed countywide is nearly $9 billion. A 10% penalty fee will be applied for late payments. Property owners can pay online at sdttc.com. And a reminder, the solar eclipse is happening around 11 a.m. today. Here in the county, we will only see a partial eclipse, but you still need eye protection to watch it safely. Special solar-filtered eclipse glasses are the best option. Catherine DeClear is an assistant professor of planetary science and astronomy at Caltech, which owns and operates the Palomar Observatory.
These glasses specifically block a certain fraction of light to make sure that your eyes are safe if you are looking at the sun in the sky unmagnified.
DeClear says eclipse glasses cannot be used with a telescope, binoculars, or a camera. They all are required specific filters to be used safely. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated for three generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.
Chula Vista has a new city council member. Reporter Corey Suzuki says the appointment late last week brings an end to the months-long saga that followed the criminal case of former council member Andrea Cardenas.
The Chula Vista City Council chose Rachel Morino, a community engagement director at the nonprofit SBCS, to serve as an interim city council member until the end of the year. Morino will fill the vacant District 4 seat, which represents Southwest Chula Vista. That seat was left open after disgraced former city council member Andrea Cardenas resigned earlier this year. In February, Cardenas pleaded guilty to stealing $165,000 of federal COVID relief funding and is now awaiting sentencing. The city council appointed Morino instead of holding a special election because there was less than a year left in Cardenas' term when she resigned. Morino was one of eight finalists interviewed by the city council. She said she was grateful for the opportunity and committed to staying actively connected to the residents of District 4.
I am what you get. This is all you get from me is a hard worker, committed, and an open door policy.
In November, District 4 voters will elect a candidate to serve a full four-year term. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News, Chula Vista.
U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra was here Friday as part of a nationwide campaign. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says he has a message for organizations serving the Latino and minority communities who are hoping to bring their innovative ideas to life.
The visit was part of Becerra's National Latino Health Tour, where he is teaming up with community partners and healthcare systems to address health inequities faced by Latinos and communities of color. Becerra emphasized issues like cancer, the leading cause of death among Latinos, and the need for inclusion in clinical trials.
It's about making sure we include everybody, whether it's making sure that there's someone who can participate in a trial that's no more than 30 minutes away, or whether it simply means that the product of that research will reach everyone in this country and won't leave anyone behind.
Becerra invited researchers and other innovators from minority-serving institutions across California to explore new ways to improve diversity, access, and inclusion in clinical trials. The event was hosted by SDSU and the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, known as ARPA-H, a new federal agency launched in 2022 that funds new and innovative approaches to health.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The amphibious assault ship USS Boxer deployed last week for the first time since 2019. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more on what it took to get here and what makes this deployment important.
It took more than a year in the yards and almost two more in maintenance and repairs to finally get the Boxer back at sea and on mission. Boxer's absence from the fleet coincided with the loss of its sister ship, the USS Bonhomme Richard, which was destroyed by fire in 2020. Brad Martin is a retired Navy captain who once commanded an amphibious squadron. Now a senior policy researcher at the RAND Corporation, Martin says Boxer's delays will be felt by other ships for years.
There is a cumulative effect, because what happens is that strike group stays out longer, the ships are delayed getting into maintenance. That just creates a daisy chain. It just makes it harder and harder to catch up with.
Boxer's deployment with the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit is also notable, as it's the first to include the Corps' new amphibious combat vehicle, the replacement of the Vietnam War era assault amphibious vehicle. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
There aren't enough spots in childcare for every kid in San Diego. Some providers would like to help with that by expanding their businesses, but it isn't easy. As part of the special KPBS series, Where's My Village, reporter Tanya Thorne looks at the roadblocks.
Like, what do you think we're rolling in dough? This is daycare, not like, we're not starting a crazy business. We're not going to be making a bunch of money. We're not going to have a huge profit because we're not ripping off families with tuition. And
We could.
Some childcares do that, but we're not. That's not our vibe. We're trying to provide accessible childcare, but also quality.
Sarah Song and Noelani Acosta spend a large amount of their day surrounded by kids.
Our program is like an outdoor-based program, so we let the children explore and play outside all day, and then they just go inside for nap time.
They are home childcare providers. Their business is at Sarah's house in National City. They can only take 12 kids, and they'd like to provide care to more.
We're open from 6 to 6, so very long hours, especially since I don't have kids of my own. So I'm literally like just taking care of kids for 12 hours.
Sarah has a long wait list of families looking for care. If they can expand, they could bring in more staff and make a livable wage. But expanding has been a lot harder than they expected.
We've talked to a few like owners of properties. They're like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to do a daycare facility because that's just a lot of work.
But Sarah says it's work that someone needs to do. She wants to expand in her neighborhood in National City. The rejections are really frustrating.
Someone has to put in the work to have this accessible to people. So that's the biggest hurdle. They're just like, yeah, no, it's going to be too hard. Childcare has a lot of requirements. Well, yes, because to keep kids safe.
Childcare licensing has strict rules. So they could come across the perfect property. But before signing a lease, things like sprinklers need to be brought up to code. Those things cost money and take time.
Well, we don't have like thousands of dollars to just be like, well, it might work out. Let me give you 3 months rent and we'll see if it works out.
So while providers struggle to expand, parents struggle to find care. Miren Algorri has been a childcare provider for 20 plus years.
You know, the cost of living has increased. Now we see more parents having to rejoin or join the workforce right after having their babies.
Meaden says the childcare workforce is shrinking.
It's not growing because no one wants to join the workforce that does not pay a livable wage.
And if nothing is done to support the ones still standing, that's a disaster for parents.
And I would love for the community to really, and for the elected officials to really come together and look into this issue that is so crucial, because it hinders the economy, the local economy, the state economy.
Childcare, sometimes we call it a root cause issue because it is part of course, parents being able to work, and working parents are a core part of the workforce for our economy.
Laura Cohen is the vice president of care and education at Mission Driven Finance.
It's a core social justice issue because the providers of care in the United States have been undersupported and often are providing care out of a sense of mission and commitment, but at a compensation level that isn't equal to the important role that they're playing.
Laura's firm invests money in ways that have social impact. One focus is childcare. Investors give them money to buy sites that are good for childcare. It took more than a year, but finally, some success.
Our first house is in Lemon Grove. We're also looking at Southeast San Diego, Spring Valley, La Mesa.
The Lemon Grove house is only for one provider. Of course, many other providers are still looking.
Well, both of us grew up like poor. So like we wanted accessible for people like us who live down here.
Sarah and Noelani are still looking for a bigger spot in their neighborhood.
So we want to make sure there's an option that's more similar to what are available up northern San Diego, or central and north San Diego, down here in the south.
But with very little support, providers like Sarah and Noelani are left with very few options and a very long wait list of parents looking for care.
That was Tanya Thorne reporting. For the full series, go to kpbs.org/Where's My Village. Reporter Tanya Thorne also tells us that the colorful bulbs at the Carlsbad flower fields are at peak bloom right now.
Waves of pink, yellows, oranges, and white fill the Carlsbad coast.
The flower fields opens every year on March 1st, and we usually close on Mother's Day. So if you're planning to come to the flower fields, hurry up and make your plans, because we've only got 5 weeks left before we're done.
Fred Clark is the general manager. He's been with the flower fields for 18 years. Thousands of people visit the flower fields every year, and Clark says they try to provide something new every time. This year, it's a live muralist. Other activities include wagon rides, floral workshops, sunset experiences, and more. Tickets must be purchased online before arriving. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
I just love seeing those beautiful blooms at the Carlsbad flower fields. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I hope you got a glimpse at that solar eclipse today. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the University of San Diego, offering professional and continuing education courses in the areas of business, education, healthcare, and engineering. For enrollment opportunities, visit pce.sandiego.edu.